Okay, so we have some questions and we can get into those, or we can skip in right into the State of the Union. What do you want to do?
Yeah, let's jump into the State of the Union.
Okay.
Let me ask you, Ted, were you as frustrated with Democrats as I was? I mean,
Yes.
we knew what to expect from Donald Trump. We knew that he was going to be angry and ugly and mean-spirited. We knew because it's his nature, and he did it on purpose. He gets a kick out of it. But the Democrats walked right into his trap, right into it. And
Yeah, well, there were several traps, right? The traps kept getting laid. The most notable one, where he obviously had coordinated this with the Republican leadership, where
yes.
he said, "Please, but it's trouble." Where it's like, "I'm going to ask a question, and if you agree with it, stand up, and if you don't, stay sitting down." And it's like, do you think that the priorities of elected officials should be to prioritize the U.S. citizens over illegal immigrants?" And so that's a trap, and he just let it lie there.
And of course, fucking John Fetterman jumps right up.
Right,
The only
right,
Democrat just jumps
right.
right up.
Now, the thing is, I happen to agree with the answer to that question. It's a trap, of
Sure.
course. It is a trap. But of course, obviously, the priority of American elected officials should be U.S. citizens. Goes without saying. But Democrats don't know what to do in a situation like that. They should be prepared to act as one. Maybe I'll get up and walk out at that moment. But there should have been, instead of just sitting there, like basically screwed. John, I thought the Democrats, one of my Republican friends X'd me this morning and said, "Oh, Donald Trump kicked ass." I don't think Donald Trump kicked ass at
No,
all.
I don't either.
But he said, "Oh, the Democrats looked terrible." That's true too. The Democrats did look terrible. They just didn't know what to do, John. I mean, they didn't even in years past, they had their lame little like micro signs that they used to hand
Yeah,
a sign
but
up.
they were wearing the tags, release the Epstein files.
Right, like minute.
How come you didn't wear those when Biden was president?
Right, good question. And also, why are they like 2 inches across?
Yeah.
You're on national television. The only spiciness came from Al Green.
That was it. Just Al Green.
And I thought, the Democrats just didn't seem to know what to do. They weren't willing to be, there was no civil disobedience here. I mean, you desperately needed at some points when he was insulting them, questioning their patriotism and their sanity, calling them crazy. At some point, you need a fuck you. And it's like, where is it? What are they so worried about that the sergeant at arms is going to kick them out? Whoop
Right.
dee, watch it on TV later.
What a joke.
I mean,
Yeah. First of all, Al Green. Al Green did not impress me last night with
no.
his big sign. The Democratic leadership said, no signs. You're going to get thrown out. He pulls out this giant sign, black people are not apes. Okay. Great. And then you get thrown out. And so what have you accomplished? You
But
know,
also, if you
there's this.
get thrown out spicily, struggle,
Yeah.
fight back.
And he didn't. He just
No, he
walked
just
out.
got up and went out. I
Yeah,
mean,
just got up
it's
and
all
walked out.
so performative, and the American
All of
people
it,
know
both
that.
sides. Both sides. I hated it. And I'll tell you what, when I was in college, Reagan was president, the country was divided, Democrats on one side, Republicans on the other. I enjoyed those speeches. I enjoyed them. They were substantive on both sides. You could
Yeah.
agree to disagree, you could stand up for what you believed in, but there was still decorum. And there's no
It was,
decorum on either side.
it's a clown show.
It is.
And I mean, like, it literally was a, I thought it was like the announce. I mean, I never thought I would say that I would see a Congressional Medal of Honor, which is the highest award that
Yeah.
a member of the military can receive from the civilian branch of government. It's basically like the
No,
Croix de
I thought
Guerre
that
or the
was the
Legion
first.
d'honneur in France. Like, it was degraded by
What?
this
But it
spectacle.
wasn't the Congressional Medal of Honor, was it?
Yeah, it
I
was.
thought it was the Presidential Medal of Freedom.
No. It's the Congressional Medal of Honor. I looked it up. It's the with the blue ribbon. And
Yeah,
like Melania,
blue ribbon.
Melania gave the Congressional Medal of Honor to that World War II
I
Korea
think my
veteran.
brain didn't allow me to realize that that was the Congressional Medal of Honor.
I expected Montel Williams to step out any moment, or Jerry Springer. There's like, but wait, there's more. We not the hockey team. I'm like, okay, whatever. I thought that the
you're right. Oh my God. The Congressional Medal of Honor.
Right.
Oh,
that's debased. That is an august, like every soldier dreams maybe of being considered for that. It's like then and you know, 99.999% will never see one, much less have one. I mean, it was debased. It was depraved. The reuniting of the Venezuelan political dissident who had been recently freed, the father with his daughter. Yeah. It's like, but wait, guess what's behind door number two? I mean, Donald Trump is a consummate entertainer, but it really felt like the WWE more than ever before. But I thought, John, to me, this moment was particularly repugnant and made me ashamed to be American, was when you saw the look on John Roberts' face when he first came in, and you knew this was like, he's a smart man. He knows what's coming. He knows he's going to be insulted and humiliated on national television.
Yeah.
And yet he's there, right?
Yeah.
It's horrible. It's like the kind of shit Saddam Hussein used to do. And then it happens. He insults the Supreme Court, questions their decisions, which he's already ignored, says that he's going to continue to ignore the Supreme Court. Four or five members are right there.
Uh-huh.
Justice Barrett, like looked you. The look on her face. He appointed her. The look on her face was priceless. She had this look of like, oh my fucking God.
I'm sorry to interrupt you. Interestingly, the Trump appointees to the Supreme Court have been pretty good.
That's true.
They've been surprisingly good. It's these dinosaurs like Alito and Thomas. Appointed by the moderate presidents that are just disasters.
No, that is interesting, John. Thank you for that observation. But I thought, I mean, do you think it's as important as I do? I mean, because I've never seen. They should have gotten up and left.
We've never had a president that has vocalized the words, I'm going to ignore the Supreme Court.
No.
Never.
And not especially not in such a high-profile setting.
Yeah. It's a direct constitutional challenge.
It is a direct constitutional challenge, and I thought it was appalling, and I thought that there was just no resistance at all worth noting.
You know what?
Any of this.
Matina makes a good point here. It could have been worse. Boring and lies is better than we're going to war. And there was
we are going to war.
There was talk about that beforehand. Like, you said it, Ted, as well. Was he going to use the speech to announce that we were in the midst of an attack on Iran?
Mm-hmm. I'm sure the Iranians were expecting that. And we'll talk about Iran, obviously.
Glasses off, huh?
John, I got to say, I also think politically, domestically, Donald Trump really squandered an opportunity yesterday. I mean, Republicans are up against are really on the ropes going into the midterms.
And he didn't lay out any plan for them.
No plan. He didn't help them at all. If you're an incumbent Republican, you're very worried this morning. His polls are in the toilet. I mean, at 37%, a president might credibly be thinking about resigning, not delivering a State of the Union address.
Yeah.
And that number seems to have not found its floor yet. It may continue to drop. Who knows? It might stay steady or even go up. But he committed the Joe Biden mistake. Mm-hmm. Don't believe your lying bank account. The economy is roaring.
Yeah. Yeah.
Roaring.
Yes, he did.
People don't like that.
Yeah, they don't. I agree with you.
And I think it's like, it's not specifically really about this particular speech that's going to change minds. But that is the messaging of the administration and the Republican Party. And people are going to hear that day after day. And what that introduces is hopelessness.
Yes. Right?
I mean, literally everything that he announced was stuff that, you know, basically, look at what we did. Well, we all know about healthcare. We know that the healthcare Trump RX thing is lame. We know that the Trump savings accounts are lame. You know, the American people don't think that help is on the way. If you're suffering, you need to either know that help is on the way or help might be on the way. They don't feel like that now.
I think you're right. Yeah, I think you're right. But I want to reiterate something that we just said. There was no plan. And this was essentially the only nationally televised opportunity between now and November to lay out a plan that the Republicans can run on as a party. Mm-hmm. You know, and watching Mike Johnson sit behind Trump and just smile and nod his head and clap, it's like, buddy, this is on you. You should be leading your caucus, and you're not. You're just sitting there praying that Jesus, you know, delivers the best ideas to you. How's that working out?
You should. I mean, if I were Mike Johnson, I'd have Newt Gingrich living on my couch, and yes, I'd be asking him every morning, noon, and night how he pulled off 1994 by nationalizing the midterms. You know, that's what the Republicans should be doing, and they should have a real plan for the workplace, a real plan for AI, a real plan for healthcare. Lord knows they've had 10 years to come up with one on healthcare. And they just, I don't know if they can. I don't know if their donors won't allow them to. I don't really, you know, I don't know if they're too disorganized. I don't know if this president's too scattered. All of the above, probably. Some other stuff I'm not thinking of. But it was, I mean, you know, we knew it was going to be like that. That's why I didn't bother to make the State of the Union, you know, when I came up with the headline for today, the main story, because I knew it wouldn't be the main story.
Yeah.
But it's still, I mean, it's still, even though you know it's coming, it's still depressing.
Still, I want to crack on the Democrats because they are utterly devoid of any ideas.
That's true.
They are terrible. And if anything came out of last night, it is the absolute necessity, the immediate necessity for viable third parties.
Right. But that's not going to happen, at least not on the national stage.
No, it's not.
It's got to be, you know, really, truly, I think the model is like the Farmer Labor Party or all these early 20th century parties, right?
That's
like
right. Like
the Socialist Party and so on.
That's
you got to
right. Develop
regional strength. You've got to get some. I mean, look at Bernie Sanders, right? He's the closest thing to a resistance that we have.
Yes.
And he was an independent candidate for mayor of Burlington, Vermont. That's where he started.
Yes.
And it took a long time for him. It took, you know, decades before he percolated up to the national stage, but he did. That's what you have to do. That's the hard work. The left in this country doesn't want to do the hard work. They want to have a rally, you know, on a beautiful Sunday every 4 months. That's it. They don't want to stand out in the rain every day, you know, and they don't want to build a third party from the grassroots. They don't want to organize the working class. They want to have a national strike just like that, you know, through Facebook groups.
And again, vote for me because I'm not the other guy is not a strategy.
No. Although it can be, it works sometimes, but then sometimes, like,
but this is the problem. You know, you look at the likes of Chuck Schumer, looked like he was not just already dead, but dead and halfway rotten.
He looked like a scarecrow. Like he was,
what is he 100 kind of like, years old?
He was hanging like this. Like,
yeah, exactly. So sure. Let's say Trump is unpopular. The Republican, at least the Republican House is unpopular. And so the Democrats win 15, 20, 25, whatever seats. And then what? They've got no ideas. No. How in the world do they intend to govern?
Well, they'll impeach.
And I'll tell you another thing. If the Democrats do win a majority in the House and then they immediately move to impeach Trump again, they should never win another race.
And that's what they will
as
do.
As punishment. They should never win another race.
No, they're utterly worthless. You know, they're just, they're completely incapable of rising to the occasion. And like, even the fact that like the boycott, like Hakeem Jeffries and Chuck Schumer told their caucuses, hey, you can boycott or not. Look, you got to all be on the same page as a party. Either you all show up
Yes.
And you all do the same thing, or you all don't show up.
Yes.
Which would have been very powerful too.
That's right.
It would. I mean, they would have filled the seats anyway. But
yes, they would have. You know, it's funny. CNN was talking beforehand about the seats, and I didn't realize. Well, of course, there are way fewer seats than what they need, and so I didn't realize that people go there 6 hours in advance to stake out a seat, and they'll bring like lunch and dinner with them, and just hold their food on their lap. And the Democrats, like 112 Democrats, didn't show up yesterday between House members and senators. And that's why they were able to fill all those seats with the Supreme Court, the cabinet, visitors, even the sub-cabinet, mm-hmm. all kinds of stuff. It's just not the way it used to be at
all. Elliot Covert has a question for you, John, pertinent uh-huh. to all this. Did you notice that disgusting slob John Fetterman actually wore a suit last night like a normal human being?
First thought in my mind, like, I can't believe that idiot finally put on a suit. Finally. Because if he feels so strongly about his cheap ass hoodie and stuff, wear the hoodie, hypocrite. Right.
Want to support the show with style? Go to deprogram.live and check out our merch. That's deprogram.live, or check out the description below. Thanks for watching.